Okay, this is June 8th. Building something on a firm foundation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you turn and say, "I control my mind."
I control my mind.
I control my mind. I control my mind.
I control my mind.
And I control my mind. Why is that so important? Last week, we talked about building our life on a firm foundation. In order to build your life on a firm foundation, one of the precepts that you must start with is that you control your thinking. There's no one inside of your head thinking but you. And you're able to think the thought that you want to think. And if a thought comes in that you do not like, you're able to get rid of that thought. People do not understand this, so they allow their minds to drive them crazy. We're here to learn that not only do we live in a spiritual world, we live in a mental world, or a mental spiritual world, where our thoughts, our thinking does something. It changes something. So the world that you're living in is between your ears always. What is going on between your ears? What are you thinking about? You have to be able to become a witness to your own thinking, and you have to be able to stop that thinking. How many people, something happens to them, and you start a scenario, and you allow that scenario to build and to build and to build, you see? And before you know it, you hate the person or you hate the situation, and it's all in your mind. It's all a mental thing. You did that to yourself. No one. And if you can change that, you change the whole situation, and you change how you're feeling about yourself, about the world. This is the whole trick of learning how to live successfully, that you are causing what you are experiencing, and you're doing that with your thinking. So when you can control your mind and control your thinking, you control your life. We live in a fantasy world in our heads. We make up things all the time. Some people call it the theater of the mind. And we start something happens to us, and we come up with all these scenarios. And we usually come up with a bad scenario instead of a good scenario. So if you control your thinking, you can stop that. And then what out pictures in your life is the right one that you want, and not this horrible thing that you thought, "Oh, he's leaving me, he did this, this means this, this, this," or, "I don't have any money, so that means this, 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 this." Whatever the situation is, you're doing it in your thinking. Nothing on the outside of life has any influence on you whatsoever, unless you believe it does. So we want to be able to control our thinking. That's what this whole teaching is about. This whole teaching is about mind, about your mind, or about this thing we call God, since we all live, move, and have our being in the one mind. It's learning to control that. So that's what we are here, and this month we are learning to do it on a firm foundation. That means our thinking. Since life and thinking are one and the same thing, what you are thinking is the foundation from which all things issue from your life, you see. So what are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about the world, you see? So we want to change our ideas about that. Now, I have some papers I want to quickly go over. This is called the Pyramid of Success. You can look this up on the internet. This man, John Wooden, wrote a book called The Pyramid of Success. He's been around since 1940-something. He was an English professor at the University of Southern California. And then he was a coach of their basketball team. And he taught people how to be successful, and many great people. But I think this is very good, and you can look it up on the internet. But what I said many times to the class, you come in here, and you want money, you want relationships, you want all this different thing. But what you are really looking for is peace of mind. And here he says, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort to do your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. Always do your best, not my best or somebody else's best. And don't compare yourself with other people. You will gain peace of mind and you will gain success, you see. The one thing that this man said, which is very interesting, which I found very interesting, when he was teaching people to play basketball, what was the first thing he taught them? He taught them how to put their socks on correctly. Because if you don't put your socks on correctly, you're going to get blisters. And then you're out of the game. Use that as a metaphor in your own life. Have I put my socks on? God is in the details. And we want to start out always without paying any attention to the little things in life. It's the little things in life that add up to the big things in life. This is a class on prosperity and abundance, including money. If you take care of your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. It starts with the little things in life. But your mind wants to project to something, I have to do something enormous. You do not. Start with the little things in life. Put your socks on correctly so that you can play the game. You say, you don't want to be thrown out of the game because you don't know how to do one little thing. One simple little thing. So how does that apply to this teaching? If you don't know how to control your mind, there is no sense to come to this class. You'll just hear me talk and talk and talk, and you'll say, that's fine. And then you go home and you allow your mind to tear it apart and to tear yourself apart, to tell you that you can't do something, to tell you that it's the economics today, to tell you that people really don't like you. That's why you don't have a job, you don't have an education, so you can't do this, that, and the other thing. That's all mind chatter, you see. So you have to put your socks on first. You have to realize that you can control your thinking. That any thought that comes into your mind for you either to do something about it or not to do something about it. If a thought comes into my mind, I should spend all my money today. Do you think I should follow that? Do you have to see what your mind is doing to you, what it's saying? I think I'll run the car off the bridge. I think I'll kill that person. Do you want these thoughts? See, if you don't control them and stop them, right down the road you'll go and you'll set up a scenario to prove that what you are doing is right. You can prove anything that you do. You can justify anything that you do. Your mind loves to do that for you. I did this because of this, 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 and this. I don't have this because of this, 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 and this. That's not controlling your thinking. You're allowing your mind to tell you lies all the time. And that's, we don't want that. We want our minds to tell us what we want to hear. You have to be able to control your thinking. And make your mind tell you what you want to hear. Your mind should tell you every day, I am successful. I am wonderful. Money is always freely circulating in my life. I'm having a great time. This is what you want. Not I'm miserable. This isn't happening for me. That isn't happening for me. It's all mind chatter. When you listen to it and you build up that scenario, you tell that story, the theater of your mind produces it for you, and you start to act in it. And you start to become the character in your mind. We don't want that. We don't want that. So, the other one, this one also, every day in every way, place yourself in places and surround yourself with people and things that every day and in every way radically challenge the way you think, act, believe, and everything and in every day and in every way. How many people challenge themselves every day to think something new? Years ago, I remember I told you, when I go any place, I take a different route there. People say to me, how do you know Los Angeles so well? Well, I just take a route. Well, how do you know where you're going? Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, but I'll see something. And I'll learn something. If you're on the same road every day, you're not going to learn a damn thing. You're not going to learn a damn thing. Your mind shuts it off, and after a while, you're automatic. You don't even see the street you're on. You just drive to that place. And that is not challenging you. If you're around the same people telling you the same junk all the time, how is that stretching your mind? How is that stretching your consciousness? So try to place yourself somewhere that is a little bit challenging, that you have to stretch for something. Get out of that wonderful comfort zone that you think you're in. See? You can do that, but you have to be willing to do that. I do all kinds of crazy things to make my life different. I have many sets of dishes, and I use them all. I look at my cupboard and I say, no, I used that one yesterday. I'll use this one today. No, I'll do that. I'll do this. Otherwise, you're doing the same thing constantly. You have to stretch your mind. You have to do something different. The mind loves complacency. And it loves consistency. Well, it seems to me there used to be a little thing called, was it consistency? It's the hobgoblin of small minds. So you don't want a small mind. In order not to have a small mind, you have to do something different. It does not matter how small it is. Do something. Everyone wants something big to happen to them. Something big is not going to happen to you unless you start with something small. It's the small things that add up to the big things. The same way when you're setting a goal for yourself. You have to do all the little steps first to get there. And that's why most people do not obtain their goals, because they look at the big picture and it overwhelms them. But if you do it step by step, you will get to where you're going. That's what you need to know. Okay, this one is an old one. I gave this to you many times. I want to show you. I keep it in my daily word book. I read mine every day. You can see it's falling apart. I don't go through one day without reading this. And I've given it to you people before. So, it has many wonderful things in it. You can see I've underlined this, which I thought was the most important. You may think something else is the most important, but I always have what I need in my heart's desires or are available by merely requesting them. Doesn't say I have to prove that I'm worthy, does it? It says all I need to do is request them. Ask for what you want. But do this till it sinks in.
Which one are you reading?
I'm reading the big one here. The top one is a wonderful old one by Florence Shin. And it says, my supply comes from God. Big happy financial surprises now come to me under grace in perfect ways. During the day, that plays in my mind. You see, you want something to play in your mind besides all that chatter that comes up. And then you look for big, happy financial surprises. You look for these things. And you will find them. This is a very wonderful treatment for prosperity, because they both start with God as the source and the supply. My supply comes from God. This is what we forget. You have to set yourself down and tell yourself, all things come from God. All things come from things that are not seen. So God is not only the source, God is the supply of everything. So when your mind says, no, Harry won't give me the money. No, I have to do it this way because there's no other way available. You have to realize that you're telling yourself a lie. God is the source and the supply. God is all possibilities. And when you use in your mind little things like ands, ifs, buts, however, all of that, that's called a negation. And immediately the treatment that you have done goes out the window. Because you are telling yourself God is not the source and the supply of your good. Something else is. Something else is. So every morning if you get up and know that God is the source and the supply, see what happens to you. It's not your job. Your job is a channel through which this thing we call God operates. Everything out here is a channel. I am a channel. You are a channel. Your job is a channel. They're all channels for your good. And you can have more than one channel. When things dry up or you want more, don't think, oh, well, I have to get it from this source. No. Say, that's one channel. I'm going to get it from another channel. Then know that this thing called God, this thing called the universe, will open up another channel for you. Because you're always going to be taken care of. You're always going to be taken care of. So every morning, say that to yourself. That is another way to build a firm foundation for your life. Is to know that God is the source and the supply. Because the world outside is very convincing. And it's going to tell you something different. You see, we're not here to learn about the world. We're here to learn about ourselves. We're here to learn that we are part of this whole thing. This whole universe responds to us. And we have to be able to see that. All right, let's go to Monday, which was today, and I thought this was absolutely profound since we're talking about this. Expressing my divine qualities, I am creative and innovative. New me. There may be times when even the thought of starting over exhausts me. Having to reinvent myself can leave me feeling overwhelmed. However, with my thoughts focused on being the new me now, I avoid pulling up negative images of the past. Very important. I avoid pulling up negative images of the past. I realize I do have a foundation to build my future on. What is your foundation? God is the source and the supply, the foundation of my life. There are certain life events that could launch a new vision for me. I don't need to wait for a particular time or experience to begin a new venture. I can be the new me at any time. I begin now to create with fresh innovation and to revise or reframe my goals, values, and intentions. With God, I am guided to live in the present moment. I am guided to live in the present moment. Very important. As a spiritual being expressing divine qualities, I celebrate my transformation to the new me. So start to celebrate your transformation. Know that you can do it. Now, down here from Chronicles, I want to do that. But now, begin the work, and the Lord will be with you. Now, in metaphysics, anytime we see the word Lord, we change it to law. So you see, now begin the work and the law be with you. The law of what? The law of mind. The law of cause and effect is always with you. What you're thinking into it, it is going to produce for you. It is a very fertile medium, just like the soil. If you plant seeds in this soil, you get a crop. You have to plant the right ideas in your mind. The right ideas in your mind. Okay. Last month we talked about 21 days and we talked about our egg. And we put what we wanted inside of that egg. And it was going to manifest in 21 days. I know that for some people it absolutely worked and they got what they wanted. For other people, perhaps it did not. Do not give up. Tonight we are going to do another technique to help you get what you want. So if you'll close your eyes one moment. And just pretend now. Use that wonderful thing called your imagination. That tool that we were given. The most important tool. If you'll remember, Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. So we're going to use our imagination. We're going to see all around us cotton. Soft cotton everywhere. But it's very dense. You can push against it. And you can feel that cotton. But everywhere, if you turn, all you see is this white cotton. All you see is cotton. Now, bring into your mind what it is that you want. Is it your career? Is it money? Is it a relationship? Is it creative self-expression? Those are the four corners of your life. Those are the four things that make the table steady. Those are the legs that you use to create a firm foundation in your life. And you want all four legs to be solid. So now, what do you want? Bring it into your mind. See it in your mind's eye. How do you feel now that you have what you want? Always start at the end, not at the beginning. See the end product that you want. Now with your hands, reach out. Put your hands in that cotton and start to pull it back. Make a space for what you want. You have to have a space for it to materialize, for your demonstration. So many people do not make space for their demonstration. This cotton is the media, the medium itself. This is the thing itself. This is where you produce things. But you have to make a space for it. The same way if you would throw seeds into a garden that was already run over with weeds, there would be no space for those seeds to prosper, to grow, and to produce. So make a space now. Many people want a relationship. They want somebody in your life. Have you made room for somebody in your life? Have you cleaned out a drawer? Have you moved your clothes over so they could hang their clothes up? This is making a space for things. So now, move that cotton. Move that medium. So that it can produce in that space what you want. Do that now. I will be quiet a moment. And when you're finished, you can come back into the room. I'm going to use Rob over there for an example and ask him a question. While you were doing this, did you make a space for wellness?
Yes, I did.
Did you make a space for wellness?
I wasn't thinking about that.
But now you know. I'm giving you a clue. You asked me, how do I do this when you came in? We all have a tendency to get sick because we buy into race mind. We buy into what's going on out there. So now that you're sick, you think that's the only place you can be. You have to make a place for wellness. And then you move into that space. I don't know if you have heard any metaphysicians say, I will hold a place in mind for you. I will hold a place in mind for you. When I do treatment work for you people, when I read your cards, I hold a place in mind for that. What does that mean? I move the cotton. I move the cotton and I make a space and I hold that space for your demonstration. When you're not feeling well, you make a space for wellness to happen. And you move into that space. Now, when I say you move into that space, what do I mean by that? I'm going to try to explain this without freaking a lot of people out. We've talked before about vibrations. There are vibrations going on all the time. There's a vibration for wellness and there's a vibration for sickness. And when you're vibrating for sickness, you certainly aren't vibrating for wellness. But you have to know that those two things are going on simultaneously. They're going on simultaneously. You just happen to pick sickness. And now you're living in that space. I knew we'd lose somebody. You have to move to the wellness space. Prosperity is the same way. You have to move to that space. If you haven't made room for prosperity and you keep keeping a space for non-prosperity, for being poor, you're going to keep in that space. Other space is always there. You just have to move to that space. But you have to make a space for it. And that's what most of us have not done. You want all these things, but you have never made a space for it in the medium itself. So you use, that's a wonderful technique to use. You're just moving, spreading that apart. So now that's the space. I have the space for that to materialize. That's how you do it. So just move from the space you're in now to the other space. There's a wonderful thing, I think it's called transformational medicine, you know. I studied that. Shouldn't know the name of it. Well, you can move something very quickly because it's all going on at the same time. You're just caught in the wrong space. Okay? So, now, this whole idea about building a bigger foundation and a better foundation for your life centers around the idea. What do you believe? You see, you're allowed to believe anything. So we want to believe that this actually works. And we want to know that it actually works. Now, scientifically, we can prove that our thoughts do something. They go someplace, they do something, and they change things. I talked to you before about quantum physics. In quantum physics, if they want a quirk, to be a wave, it is a wave. If they want it to be a particle, it becomes a particle. It depends what you are thinking in your mind. It changes things at the quantum level. If things change at the quantum level, they have to change on all levels. But we think, oh, that's small, so it can be done. What do we know about big and small? This thing called God does not know the difference. It's our minds that know the difference. So you have to use your thinking. It does something. It goes someplace. So do you believe this? You may believe in God. You may believe in the universe. Do you believe that you have the power to control your thinking? Do you believe that you have the power to change your life and the environment around you? You have to get up every morning and say, yes, I believe that. And you keep believing it until you're able to do that, because it does work. That is the law of mind. That is the law of cause and effect. And it's an immutable law, and it works the same for everybody. For everybody. Now, how can I prove that it works? I will tell you a cute story. I have a friend, Devin. I haven't seen Devin in maybe 2 or 3 years. Devin and I went to the Pasadena Playhouse together. Not to see a play, we studied there at the Pasadena Playhouse. So, about 4 or 5 days ago, I was starting to think about Devin. I thought, I wonder what ever happened to Devin. I should give her a call. I should find out. And I go, oh, I'm too busy. I'm this, that, and the other thing. But Devin kept coming into my mind, So the other night I made pasta. And I remembered that Devin had given me 2 pasta bowls. And I hadn't used them recently. So since I like to use all the dishes in my cupboard, I found those and I got the bowl out. Ate the pasta. It was delicious. The next day, Devin calls me and says, Dallas, I've been thinking about you so much. She said, and particularly right now. And I said, I've been thinking about you too, because I got them, and then I've used the pasta bowls and everything, and this is getting, the thoughts are. She said, well, I'm thinking about you. She says, guess where I am? I said, I don't know. She says, I'm standing in front of the Pasadena Playhouse ready to go in to see whatever play they were doing there. Now, do you say that that is chance, accident, and coincidence? Or do you know that your mind is sending out thoughts that are going someplace and doing something through this medium called mind, through this universal thing called mind, the mind of God? We communicate all the time. Now, you've all had that experience, have you not? You think of somebody, and you think about them long enough, you either run into them, they call you on the phone, or somebody tells you. These are not coincidence. This is mind at work. So when you realize how powerful your thinking is and what you can do and create that, you created another person to calling, you see. You created that. Why can't you create the rest of the stuff that you want? Why can't you create the rest of the stuff? It works exactly the same way. What was the one thing that you think was the, had the power that would cause Devin to call? Was interest. It was interest. I hadn't thought of her for the longest time. I thought I started to think about her and I got interested in it. And the more interest you put into something, the faster it will materialize for you. But you say you want this, that, and the other thing, and then you forget. You forget. Remember the little girl I told you she wanted the doll with the black hair, and she got the doll with the black hair, but she forgot she asked for it. You cannot forget what you're asking for. And you cannot say, you cannot discount this thing called the power of mind. You have to know that you're living, moving, and having your being in it. And that it's responding to you. It responded to me. It went out and found Devin. And Devin called me from the Pasadena Playhouse. Now, I think that's wonderful. I'm thinking of you, and I'm standing in front of the Pasadena Playhouse. This is how it works. So now we know that what you think about, you can bring about. So you have to keep using it and have to keep believing in it until it works for you. Until it works for you. Remember. Last week I also said the two most powerful words, I believe it was last week, that you can use is I am. You see, you always want to start at the end product. I am rich. I am well. I am healthy. You have to start at the end product. Years ago, I told the story. Remember, I bought a door knocker and I didn't have a door. Now I have a door and the door knocker's on it. Most people would start with the door. They'd say, why buy a door knocker? You don't have a door. Well, I know if I buy a door knocker, a door has to come. You see. One time I bought a dining room set and somebody said, you don't have a dining room. I said, I will. You watch. Got the dining room. You see, you have to use this. Works every time. I had a young man. I was trying to explain something to him, metaphysically. He agreed with everything that I was saying, until he said, but we have to be realistic. When you hear the word, you have to be realistic from anybody, run the other way. That is pure race mind. The world wants you to be realistic. Why would I ever in my life want to be realistic? I want to be much more than realistic. You see, if I would tell this story about Devin to him, he'd say, well, that's not realistic. That's not the way that works. See, do not be realistic. Be more than that. Be more than that. And I hear that all the time, but you don't know that's the way this business runs. That's the way that business runs for you. It does not have to run that way for me. Well, everyone runs that way for everyone. Yes, because you all bought into it. Because you all bought into that lie. You all bought into it. The people around here that are in the industry, you know how many things, film industry, how many things are out there that they tell you this doesn't happen because of this, that, and the other thing. And they take that as absolute fact, as absolute truth. Don't do that to yourself. I can't get a job. I don't have an agent. I hear that all the time. Don't have an agent. Then I tell them. George Nelson Reilly never had an agent in his whole career. Never had an agent. That Jamie woman that was on West Wing, she didn't have an agent. But if you buy into all this and believe all this, you're stuck there. Or the other one is, I can't get an agent. Give that one up. You just got your agent, didn't you? You can do it. You can do it. Don't buy into those things. Don't be realistic, people. It'll get you nowhere. It'll get you nowhere. Now, one other thing I want to discuss here, and this is another little thing that is absolutely in race mind and stops so many people, even metaphysicians, from doing things because it's so ingrained in race mind. And it's the little tagline, if it is the will of God, I will leave this up to God. If it's the will of God that I'm to recover, I will recover. If it's the will of God for me to have this job, I will get this job. Bunch of horse shit. Give that up. The will of God for you is good and only good. You have to decide how you want to take that good and what you want to do with it. If you're sitting around not doing something, waiting for God's will, you're going to wait till the cows come home. That is an old, old thing that's so steeped in religion and so ingrained in us that we think we have to obey the will of God. You are obeying the will of God by doing good. God's intention for you is good and only good. Good and greater good, and you're always moving in that direction. But God does not care if you're a lawyer. God does not care if you're a lawyer, a drunk, a killer, a thief. God is not into that employment business. Same. And you think people think God's a big employment agency in the sky someplace. God wants good for you. Now you must want good for yourself. And you must know that my will is the will of God. And this is what I am willing for myself. So what is your will? What do you want? And God will come and help you with that. But if you're waiting for the will of good, it's going to take an awfully long time. An awfully long time. Why is this so important? You have to realize that there is nothing outside of you. Everything is working in you, through you, as you. God is as you, working as you. There is nothing out there, a God looking down, saying, oh, Dallas, you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Oh, I think I'll give you this today. No, I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to give you something horrible. You're doing that. God's not doing that. God is always reclined in sweet repose. You can't upset God. You upset yourself. You upset yourself. So, build a firm foundation. Take the leap to know that all you are is God. But you are not all that God is. In that daily word thing that I gave you, does that not say that you have the qualities of God? If you have the qualities of God, you also have the abilities of God. And one of the abilities of God is to create. You can create what you want. You have to know that. And yet starts between your ears. You build your life. It's a mental world that we live in. So what do we want to know about ourselves which holds us back? I am worthy. I am deserving. I am totally lovable. And I matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yay. Yes, so, so important. Control your thinking. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. And start to think that. And give up what the world is telling you, what other people are telling you, and listen to your mind, and then change those thoughts to what you want. I'll do some cards. Begin with the end in mind. That is the most important thing. Begin with the end in mind. I bought a door knocker. Didn't want the door knocker. I wanted the door. Begin with the end in mind. I knew the door would come if I bought a door knocker. Who has a door knocker without a door, for goodness sakes? You get it. The next great bridge that psychology must cross is a recognition that what is called your subjective mind and my subjective mind is merely the place where universal subjectivity, the creative medium itself, reacts to our personal use of it. How are you using the mind of God? How personally are you using it? You're using it every time you think. You can't think without it. So what are you thinking into that mind? What are you thinking into that mind? And when they use the word here, subjective mind, it means subconscious mind. Subjective means that the mind has to do your bidding. You see, the mind of God does your bidding. It's a law of cause and effect. You know, plant a radish, get a radish. You don't plant a radish and get a carrot. You have to know that. It's an exact science. Unlike medicine, metaphysics is an exact science. They can prove it every time. Our theory is that the medium is a universal, simultaneously present, and in this presence all live, and that whatever is known at one point, it is known in all points instantly. When I hold a space for you with what you want, I know, because I know it, I am a point in the mind of God. Therefore, all points, each and every one of you is a point. You must know that also. You must know that also. We are just pulling ideas constantly from universal mind. How many people have the same thought? It's, you can have any thought. You can draw thoughts from the universe. It's the person who acts upon that thought that gets something produced. Do you remember Marconi and Thomas Edison both got the idea of the radio at the same time? Why? It's a universal mind. See, we only uncover what's already in the mind of God. People say, oh, we discovered the law of gravity was always there, people. It was always there. The law of aerodynamics was there when Moses was marching in the desert. But no one uncovered it. So what do you want to uncover? What do you want to uncover? What do you want to uncover about yourself? Now, if you're sitting there and you have this medium all around you, as thick as cotton, and you've made no space in it, how do you think you're ever going to discover anything? Make a space and hold a space for what you want in your life. This being is also at the center of our being. Therefore, the mental work is done in our being. The law is subjective. All right. What does this mean? This being is also at the center of our being, meaning God is inside of me, outside of me, everywhere, at the center of my being. Therefore, mental work is done in our being. Mental work is done in my mind, not in the mind of God. God already knows the end product. I treat till I know the end product. I treat till I know that I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. You see, when you're not getting what you want, it's not because God is holding it back, because you haven't convinced yourself that you're worthy of it yet. You haven't convinced yourself that it actually exists. So you have to sit down and talk to yourself and say, listen, I'm convincing myself here. Then you start to do that. Take the story of Devin. I could have torn that story apart, you see. But I convinced myself that it worked, you see. But those thoughts do go someplace. They do something. I can say, oh, that's just a coincidence, which many people do. Instead of realizing, my goodness, look what I did. Look what I did. I told you weeks and months, maybe a year ago. You should be able by now to know who's on the other end of the telephone when the telephone rings. There's no big deal in doing that.
All you got to do is get Paul ready.
Well, yes, you see. And this is true. This is absolutely what happens with this. And that's also in the mind of God, and that's one way of doing it. Since you can't do it this way, you invented some other way to be able to do it. But you can do it without that. You just think that that's the way to do it. Years ago, they didn't have caller idea. So an idea come up, oh, let's do that. Now I'm telling you, get rid of that and do it by yourself. Do it on your own. Know who's on the other end of the phone. Yeah. Try it with one person. I have a friend, Gloria. I always know when it's her. Always know when it's her. Try for one person and then just keep working on it. But use these techniques. Do these things and don't poo-poo them. Don't give up on what you want. It has to manifest itself. Stay interested in it. Get the feeling of how it will feel to have it. Then start to collect thoughts around you. Because it's one thought building on the next thought that will fill in the framework that you have. It's the whole idea of the little thing, this one. Every day and every way, place yourself in places and surround yourself with people and things that every day and every way radically challenges the way you think. If you want to think prosperous thoughts and you want to be prosperous, are you going to hang out with people who complain about money all the time, who say they don't have enough? I'd like to take you to lunch. Oh, I can't go to lunch. I have no money. Well, good. Don't call that person again. Don't call. You have to place yourself around people of like mind, or at least people who are telling you, giving you information, challenging you, backing you up, and not tearing you down or ripping what you want apart. Saying, if you want to get well, you're certainly not going to stay around a bunch of sick people. I hate to be around sick people. In fact, I hate sick people, to tell you the truth. Yes. Why do you want to be around sick people? You want me to go back home this summer? I don't want to go back home. I told them last time, why do I want to go back home? You people just complain about all these aches and pains that you have. Oh, I don't feel good here. Oh, you know, I just had this one girl said to me, oh my God, my retina fell out. I said, I hope not in this salad. You know, I called it organ concert. They just talk about their organs. Or they tell me, oh, you know, we're all getting older. We're all getting older. The last time I went to the doctor for something, he said to me, well, you know, at your age. I said, if you say that one more time, I'm going to hit you right in the head. I said, certainly you learned more in medical school than that. I didn't come here to hear that. Didn't come here to hear that. Place yourself around the people that is going to give you information on the thing that you want. On the thing that you want. Stay around prosperous people, people that talk about money. Stay around people that are in good relationships if you want a relationship. Don't go to the person and say, oh, I don't get along with him. You know what he did last night, and this happened, and that happened. I don't know why I'm never in this relationship. You want to hear that kind of stuff? Place yourself where you want to be. And don't listen to that television set. Nothing good on there. Nothing at all good on there. You're not going to learn anything from that. The educational stations. No. It's up to you. One of the most powerful affirmations is, if it is to be, it is up to me. And it is wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.